It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio. It's time for another edition of Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we talk with some of the area health professionals about a variety of topics dealing with your health. And today we're talking with Dr. Maria Nolte from the Madison Healthcare Services, and it's Skin Cancer Awareness Month in the month of May. And Dr. Nolte, we're going to talk a little bit about that today. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Maynard. How are you?
Well, not too bad, and nice to see the sun coming out once in a while here. But, of course, with that comes a need for giving a little thought to protecting yourself when you're outdoors and that kind of thing. So tell us what we should be thinking about here as we get into the end of the summertime.
Right. So, you know, as you mentioned, May is Skin Cancer Awareness Month, and skin cancer is actually the most common cause of cancer in the United States. So over 5 million cases are typically diagnosed in the United States each year. You know, there's a few different kinds of skin cancer, and we'll kind of touch on those, and then things that we can do to kind of protect your skin or, you know, prevent skin cancers. So typically skin cancer is caused from, you know, the UV rays kind of damaging the skin over time, and then that damage kind of builds up and causes changes in the cells, which then leads to skin cancer. So kind of the most common form of skin cancer is basal cell carcinoma. So that tends to, you know, come from the basal level of the skin. Things that you want to pay attention for or look for with that are kind of open sores, scars, shiny bumps or red patches. It tends to be more on sun-exposed areas such as your scalp, nose, ears, upper chest. We see it a lot here, and we, you know, certainly do biopsies for it and have it removed. It tends not to, you know, spread to other organs, so it's, you know, relatively benign in that sense, but it can kind of cause some local erosion of the skin, so it's something that we definitely want to get checked out. The next most common cause of skin cancer is squamous cell carcinoma, which just is a different layer of the skin that is affected. It tends to look more like scaly red patches or warts or, again, open sores. You know, if you notice that you have a spot on the skin and it seems to be changing or never really going away, then those are the ones that you want to get checked out. Again, it kind of is more on sun-exposed areas. Like I said, scalp, ears, nose, upper chest. The squamous cell carcinoma is a little bit more dangerous than the basal cell, as it can metastasize to other parts of the body if it's not detected. And then lastly is melanoma, and I know everybody's probably heard of melanoma, and that's the one that, you know, we really worry about, because it can be hard to treat and it can be fatal if it's not detected. It arises from the melanocytes. Those are the cells that produce the melanin or the pigment of the skin. If you detect it early, the five-year survival rate is great, 99%. This tends to be kind of anywhere on the body, but more common on the legs in women are on the trunk in men. So even where there isn't sun exposure, you can develop melanoma. So it's, you know, really important to kind of do full skin checks or have someone else do them for you. There's what we call the ABCDEs of melanoma, so kind of things to watch for. So A stands for asymmetry. So if the mole isn't the same on either side, you know, if you draw a line through it and they don't mirror each other, then that can be a concern. B is for border. So if the border is irregular or kind of shaggy, you know, that has a higher risk of being concerned for skin cancer. C is for color. So typically you think of melanoma as like a dark black or kind of like this dark purplish hue. But really, it can be kind of yellow, blue, brown, or if the mole has multiple different colors, then that would be concerning. D is for diameter. So if you think of the end of a pencil tip, you know, if it's bigger than that, or if it's changing, which is E, if it's evolving, you mean getting bigger over time, then that would be, you know, something to have checked out. It's important to know that some people are at higher risk of skin cancer. So, you know, everybody, no matter kind of what color your skin is or what shade of your skin is, can have damage from the UV rays.
Who would be people that are at higher risk? Would that be like people that spend a lot of time outdoors in the sun and that kind of thing?
Right, a lot of time outdoors in the sun. You know, a lot of our farmers, gardeners around here. But people who generally have a lighter natural skin color are at higher risk. If you have skin that burns easily, lots of freckles, if you kind of get red easily, or if your skin gets painful in the sun, if you have blue or green eyes or blonde or red hair, those people are more likely or have a higher risk of skin cancer. Certainly if you have a family history or a personal history of skin cancer, you know, then you'd be more at risk. Older age, again, that's just because it's that repetitive damage from the UV rays that causes those cell changes.
Right. When people come in for a physical, is this something that doctors generally look for or kind of scan for, or do you prefer if people kind of keep an eye on it, let you know? How does that work?
So it's a little bit of both, yeah. So we, you know, typically always ask or, you know, try to ask if there's any concerns about the skin or if you noticed any changes. You know, so the back is hard to see. Obviously, you can't see your own back. So, you know, trying to take a look at there. And certainly it's important for people to kind of know where they have moles or skin things and kind of keep an eye on them. And if there's any concern that people have, they can certainly come in. And we're more than happy to check it out and take a look. We do have some, you know, patients who do see, like, dermatology, you know, if they're at higher risk for skin cancer as well. And that's something that we can facilitate.
Is it any reason for people to be concerned to the point where they have, say, a wart or a mole removed or something prior to anything happening with it, just to be proactive, or isn't that recommended?
Right. So if there's any concern or if we have any concern, we certainly would remove it or take a biopsy of it, because, you know, when you treat it early or find it early, it's, you know, a curable thing if we can remove it, and it's very, it's much better to find it early and treat it. And I'd rather biopsy something that was, you know, normal than miss it.
Right. Well, what are some of the things we can do to protect ourselves?
Yeah, so one thing that's important to know, too, is that, you know, even on these cool, kind of cloudy days, that the UV rays are still shining, and so it's important to protect yourself kind of every day if you're going to be out in the sun. You know, skin damage can occur within 15 minutes of being outside, so even on these cloudy days, it's important to try to remember to take care of your skin. Things to do, you know, stay in the shade or shaded area. The sun's rays are typically the strongest between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., so if you don't have to be outside during that time or if you can find shade during that time, that's an easy way to kind of protect yourself. Wearing sun-protecting clothing, lightweight long sleeves, long pants, wide-brimmed hats, all of those things can help, and then using sunscreen. I mean, that's kind of the recommendation, is to use an SPF of 30 to any areas of the skin that's not covered by clothing. People tend to use significantly less sunscreen than is recommended. So, you know, there's kind of a teaspoon rule that can kind of go by where, you know, you use a teaspoon of sunscreen for your face and your each of your arms, so teaspoon on each, 2 teaspoons for the front and the back, and 2 teaspoons for each leg. So it's really a lot more sunscreen than people tend to put on. And so the higher SPFs, you know, can be helpful if you, you know, tend to put on less than you should, because it provides that little extra protection.
Okay, how about tanning booths?
I would not recommend going to tanning booths. Again, it's just, it's all of that concentrated light And it significantly increases the risk of skin cancer, especially in younger women who are the ones that tend to use it. There are some recommendations from the American Academy of Dermatology for kids for sunscreen. So if you're less than, you know, if you have a kid who's less than 6 months old, they do not recommend putting sunscreen on those kiddos. So, you know, either having those kiddos stay out of the sun, wearing the long sleeves, long pants, hats, or keeping them in the shade is the recommendation. And then for kids, we kind of recommend more mineral-based sunscreens. So your, you know, zinc oxide, which is kind of like the same thing in Desitin, those types of sunscreens. And those are the ones that leave kind of that white, shiny residue, and that's normal. We want that. That means that the medicine is, or the zinc is there, kind of physically protecting against those UV rays.
All right. Sounds good. Well, a lot of good advice, and we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us during May Skin Cancer Awareness Month. And, of course, if anybody has any questions, as always, they can get a hold of you or someone at the clinic or their local healthcare facilities. And if they do, as you say, detect anything that might be changing, good idea to get in early, right?
Sounds great.
All right, Dr. Nolte, you have a great day. We will hope to hopefully talk to you again real soon.
Thanks, Maynard. You too.
Yeah, bye now.
Bye-bye.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.